Chris and Mark love comics, and they like Gate students. Find out how they support both at I Like Comics on this episode of The Common Good. Hello and welcome to The Common Good, where we showcase the achievements of members of our community that contribute to Southwest Washington and beyond in a positive way.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man.
Hi, I'm Stephen Glickman, your host for this episode of The Common Good. My guests today are Chris Simons, owner of I Like Comics, and Mark Schellenberger, a Gate job coach and teacher who also works at I Like Comics. Along with me, Gate students Robert and Alexis help with the interview. Vancouver Public Schools' Gate program serves developmentally disabled students by giving them work experience, assisting with daily life skills, and helping students advocate for themselves so they can be their most authentic and successful selves. Together, we find out why Chris and Mark love comics and why I Like Comics is a Gate job site.
You'll find the Spider-Man.
Chris and Mark, welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
So we're going to talk about I Like Comics, the store. And Chris, that's your store.
It is, yeah.
And then Mark, you are a Gate educator, and you work at the store.
Correct.
Just to kick things off, because this is a Gate-centric interview, I'm going to have Alexis, who's one of our Gate students, ask the first question to get the ball rolling.
When did I Like Comics open?
We opened up just over 15 years ago.
Okay.
And where are you guys located, in downtown Vancouver?
Yeah, right in the heart of downtown Vancouver, 1715 Broadway. So 17th and Broadway.
So that's almost Uptown Village.
It is more Uptown Village,
okay.
Yes.
If people look for it and they're like, I was going for downtown, but it was in Uptown Village. We don't want people confused. Oh. What drove you to open a comic book shop?
Oh, you know, I had been working in the shipping industry with DHL, the delivery company, and about 17 years ago, they left the country and laid everybody off. And I didn't want to have that happen to me again. I wanted to do something for myself, and I had always had a real passion for comics, and an opportunity fell into my lap to be able to open up a comic book shop, and I ran with it.
I mean, that's an interesting change, because if you're working for DHL, were you a Teamster?
No, we weren't Teamsters.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in management.
Oh, all right. Because going from that, which it seems really solid, and then turns out it's not solid, to something that seems like it's not so solid, but I guess is solid because you've been doing it for 15 years. I mean, that... Did you kind of make your own luck with that?
Well, you know, one thing I had always had impressed upon me when I was in the shipping industry was I had a mentor that always taught me, work hard, act with integrity, be a student of your profession. And I wouldn't say it was, I don't know that it was luck. There was some good timing, but mostly it was just a lot of hard effort. You know, we opened up our store right in the heart of a recession. You were seeing auto manufacturers laying off 30, 40,000 people. You know, businesses were going out left and right. And thankfully, during times like that, during recessionary times, there are some things that thrive. Movie theaters tend to thrive, and so do comics, because when people are getting laid low, they need a little bit of escapism for a minute or two.
I think that comics are just such a passion thing for people. I have friends that collected comics when we were kids, and I would go to their house to read their comics. What were the comics that got you started in loving comics?
Oh, for me, it was when I was 7 years old, I was very sick for about 3 months, pretty much housebound. And my dad brought me back a couple of boxes of comics from the late 60s, early 70s from Alibaba's Den of Thieves down in Medford, Oregon. And it really was literally opening up Pandora's box. But reading Neil Adams' Avengers was one of the big things that really got me into comics. And then going on to John Byrne's X-Men, things like that just... It lit a fire for me. I just loved falling into a world where everything was just and fair, and in the end, the good guy was going to come out triumphant.
There was a lot of social justice in Marvel Comics around that time as well. Did that influence your decision to be a worksite for Gate?
I don't know that that was what did it for me. More than anything else, it was, well, probably Mark to start with, because it's always the person that sells it. But also having a son on the spectrum as well made it so it was, here's a chance for me to give back, and I want to be able to help not just my son, but other people's children as well.
Were you nervous about it when you started doing that?
No, I had, my little brother is severely developmentally disabled, so this was something that I had been around for decades, and it was nothing to be nervous or worried about. It was just, it's just been a whole lot of fun from day one.
And Mark, what's your connection to I Like Comics?
I originally worked at a comic shop that was up on 78th Street called Odyssey Comics, and I had had my students start working there. And Chris eventually, when he actually moved his store from over on 4th Plain and Fort Vancouver Way to its present location, he also acquired Odyssey Comics at that time. And we talked, and one of the first things Chris said to me was that he wanted to continue the partnership. And so we were able to continue that. And a little shortly after that, I think I started working at the shop.
You must have been very committed to the success of your business to move away from being like across the street from McDonald's.
Well, it wasn't so, yeah, that's, it wasn't so much that. It was Clark College had decided they were going to be demolishing that.
Oh, really?
And they said, hey, we don't know how long until we're going to be rebuilding, but our plan is to rebuild and have some space on the bottom for retail businesses. And if you're able to just wait a little while before you reopen, we're hopeful that we can have you there. And that was a little over 11 years ago, and it's still an empty lot. So really glad I didn't wait.
Yeah, that's when I first moved to Vancouver at St. John's and 78th Street, there was this weird kind of triangular lot, and it just got developed like a couple of years ago. Like sometimes those things move slowly, which is all to say that to make a bold move and go like, no, I got to find something right now is probably always the best approach. So, Robert, would you like to ask one of your questions?
Oh, yeah. When did I Like Comics first start working with VPS?
That's probably better for Mark than me. Boy, what was it?
It was right after you moved. So
it would have been 11 years ago.
Yeah. It's been, and I was still at Columbia River at that time bringing students over. And then when I moved to Gate, you know, it just naturally, that was a job site that we wanted to keep. I have had a lifelong passion for comics too, and I know that we both really enjoy sharing that passion with people. So that's been one of the fun parts too of that partnership.
So what was your gateway comic that got you hooked?
My dad got me some of the Treasury editions, and Treasury editions are oversized books. And some of those, like he got me some Shazam and Batman, the early Batmans, where he's like, you know, he was a little different back in the day. He was a little more violent back in the day. But I was introduced by those Treasury editions, and then I started moving towards reading Marvel comics. And I remember reading Amazing Spider-Man 150, and there was a lot of stuff I didn't get what was going on because there was a clone saga going on and everything. But when I found Spider-Man, I found a guy who had similar problems. He had everyday problems of a teenager. He was growing up. We have watched Spider-Man grow up quite a bit in the comic books. And that the Marvel comics just really kind of struck me as being very, it was like things were going outside my window. They incorporated like real life, and the artwork just kind of leapt out at the page at me, and just kind of caught me then. Yeah.
Now, a lot of times Gate students go to job sites, and it's very, you know, like, oh, learn how to restock shelves, learn how to clean up, learn how to organize. Now, we're a Gate site, and it really is about creativity and a responsibility to, you know, create something for others. What's the kind of the special magic sauce about I Like Comics for the Gate students? I mean, you must have had students who like became comic book collectors.
We have. We have a, what we call a subscription service where you say, hey, I want to make sure, you know, Spider-Man comes out once a month and I want to make sure I don't miss any issues. And we have several box customers who started out as Gate students that have gotten so into it. It's a regular monthly part of their lives now, coming in and picking up their new issues.
It's really funny. It just reminds me of when I was in college, I had friends and they would, you know, we would be hanging out and be like, oh, I got to go by the comic book store and I got to go pick up my, what I have, the, exactly what you're talking about, a subscription where they're just like, oh, I have four or five comics that have come in. My, you know, what's funny, my favorite thing about comics was always origin stories. So I had friends and they would have comics that really did start at comic book number one, and I would read that. What you were mentioning, that you liked these things where, that, you know, they were helping the little guy. They were being heroic. You know, with that, is that kind of like the whole story, or is there something else over time that you've developed to like in comics?
Oh, I guess what I've liked over years now, I've been in my mid-50s now and having been reading comics for just about 50 years, it's the development of the character. Being able to look back and see that the way that Spider-Man has changed over the years, like Mark was talking about. And you're not just talking about different artists or writers' impressions of Spider-Man. They've truly, most comic book creators follow the mythology of the character. That's, you know, every company has issues of comics. There at Marvel Comics, you can go into the Marvel Library and you can start studying up on your history of Spider-Man, and you can pick maybe an unexplored thread and run with it from there as a new creator. But you see these people and they are following off a mythology of a character that's been around for 20 years, 50 years, in some cases, 80 years.
Yeah, I mean, Superman is 80 years old. Batman's got to be similar in age. The thing about the Marvel characters is they're all like 60 years old. You know, like Submariner and Spider-Man and Iron Man, the Avengers, they started really in the 60s and 70s. So they were birthed out of a different time. Although you could say that DC Comics and Marvel, the major ones, were both really interested in the hero that helps people who would otherwise suffer at the hands of people who have bad intent.
Yeah, the very first thing that Superman did as a character in Action Comics number one, when we first see him in his outfit, is he stopped an act of domestic violence that he heard. So they have always been very much standing up for the little guy, and that probably has a lot to do with who the creators were of these things.
Now, you have the kids coming in, I mean, not kids, little kids, but I mean, you have the Gate students, they come in. What do you start showing them right away so that they understand what is great about comics?
I would leave that one up to Mark. Mark does more with showing his students what's great about comics than I do.
I think that's, you know, kind of goes into one of my favorite parts of the job, which are teachable moments, you know, and with Gate, being that we're out in the community at different job sites, we get a lot of that. There is a lot to learn about comic book collecting. So we do a lot of talking and looking in the cases and talking about what's in different areas, the different ways to collect comic books, how you can read them through. You can get a trade paperback, and, you know, if you want to just read the story, you know, that's a great way to go. You can get a full story in one book. I also talk to them about, they get to, one of the benefits for the students working is they get to take a couple comics home. And so they get to kind of explore a little bit and discover what they like. And I kind of say, well, what kind of characters are you familiar with? Who would you like to read more about? So we get a lot of moments where we can talk about some of the different aspects. There are graded comics in all the cases. There are some, they want to know, why is this comic worth so much money? And so we kind of talk about some of those different aspects of collecting. I do some selling of comic books on eBay, and I go to some comic swaps. And so I talk to them about that and some of the different ways that you can go about collecting.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
I'm Stephen Glickman, host of this episode of The Common Good on KXRW Vancouver, 99.9 FM. My guests today are Chris and Mark, who respectively own and help run I Like Comics, which is a GATE job site. My guest co-hosts are Alexis and Robert, who are GATE students. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and when we return, our conversation will continue.
KXRW programming like this is made possible with the support of The Columbian, proud to be Southwest Washington's leading news source. Since 1920, the Campbell family has owned and operated The Columbian and ensured its award-winning news coverage. For the most thorough daily coverage of local news, national news, and local sports, both in print and online, and for subscription information, visit Columbian.com. That's Columbian.com.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
Welcome back to The Common Good on KXRW Vancouver 99.9 FM. I'm your host, Stephen Glickman, and my guests today are Chris, the owner of I Like Comics, and Mark, a GATE teacher and job coach who also works at I Like Comics, which is a GATE job site. My guest co-hosts are Alexis and Robert, who are GATE students. Our conversation about comics and I Like Comics as a GATE job site now continues. Now, Mark, before the break, we were talking about how you kind of get the kids into comics, which I think is a good lead to a question that Alexis wanted to ask.
What's your favorite thing about the comics business?
When I was collecting comics, like, not so much when I was younger, but when I got into high school, I was still collecting comics. And I felt like I was the only person who bought comics in high school. I wasn't. I just didn't know there was other people. The thing I really like about working at the shop and bringing the students in is when I go in there, I know that other people are interested in something that I'm interested in. And sometimes it may not be the exact thing, but I love talking to people about comics and working there and going with students there. That's all I do for the whole time I'm there. And I just love that. It's just, I have a community, and that's really, we really are a community. The comic book, we embrace our nerddom.
It's very interesting when you get into comics and you get into like sci-fi, hero movies, you get some people who are very opinionated about what can and can't happen. But overall, I think that the comic community, when you go to cons, is very inclusive. So that has to be, Chris, for you, like, this is just more people to share love of comics with. When you have, like, the students come in, just like anybody in the community.
It really is. It hasn't always been that way. I actually was working in a comic book shop in Southern Oregon in the early 1980s. And you had pretty much one type of person coming in. It was going to be male between the ages of 12 and 20. And anything other than that was a real outlier. And it's taken a bit longer than I would have expected for comics to become as diverse as they have, but they very much are now. And like you talked about, especially the inclusivity that you see going to Comic-Cons, you see everybody. And you see that coming in. And the heroes are reflecting that now. I remember I had a guy come in with his probably 5-year-old girl, and she saw Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. And she just went, "Dad, she looks like me. Can we get that one?" And it just, for people that look like me, you know, middle-aged white males, there's a lot of heroes. We have lots of people to relate to. There is no shortage of that. So it's nice to see comics realize that there's more than just people that look like me out there, and that everybody wants that heroic representation. And we see that now.
Now, Robert was going to ask, how have you seen the comic book industry change? And you've just answered his question. Do you have another question you want to ask? Or we just stumped Robert. You came in here, you meant well, you've just ruined Robert's chance to ask a question.
Well, I've got more answers to that question, too, and if you still want to run with it.
How have the movies, you know, like, affected the business?
Well, let's give Robert a chance to ask a question.
What do you hope students gain from their work experience at I Like Comics?
Oh, curveball. Okay.
You want me to answer?
I'll run with it and give a short answer. Well, I guess for me, mentioning that I have a son on the spectrum also, I want to see these young people be able to feel comfortable in a public setting. I want them to feel accepted. I want them to feel valued. I want them to leave there knowing this is a safe place for me and I can be a part of any society I choose to be a part of.
In addition, love that. And Chris's son also works at the shop, by the way. Yeah. So some of the things we're working on are, organization. Like I said earlier, we're working on understanding the comics and collecting. Big thing, teamwork, because we do work together on a lot of different projects at the shop and we have to communicate with each other. And the biggest thing is we want to have fun at work. We can have fun at work.
Okay, I've got a question for you. I hope there's an answer for it, which is, have you seen a Gate student recommend a comic to another customer?
Yes, I have.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't. I have seen that, and I've while we're working, there are customers like sorting through the bins, and we're engaging with customers and talking about things.
Do you feel like that would, I mean, to me, that would see like that's sign that it's working. The program is working. Not just the program, but the shop is working. The shop, I Like Comics and the Gate program. I mean, it all comes together once a Gate student as a worksite employee recommends a comic. I mean, that just seems like it's all come together there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And when they find something they like and they come back the next time to work and they're like, I want to look for more of this, We're starting that path.
What I want is I want you to start carrying a comic that a Gate student wrote in part because they were inspired by comics because they worked at I Like Comics.
Mm-hmm. We actually had a student recently take a comic book writing class at Clark College. He's gone to a couple of talks they've had. And Chris donated some comics with blank covers for us. And so we've had students doing the art on them and we're going to display them. The student who took the class took a blank comic that I had given him and drew a cover on it for me. And I've got that up in the class. We're looking to explore different ways to express ourselves and different ways to enjoy reading.
Is there any comics that are coming on the scene or have in the last few years that, they're not Marvel, they're not DC, but that you feel like people should know about?
Oh, geez. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. There are so many. I mean, Walking Dead started as a comic book and we all know that name.
Mm-hmm.
There's Spawn is another one that's a huge name in Image Comics, which is actually headquartered in Portland now. And this is probably my own personal bias. Marvel and DC, large corporations, you're working for them, you agree to a pay rate, and you pick up your paycheck. Creator-owned comics. This is something that's a passion project for you, and I always feel like, well, I gave great effort when I was with DHL. The most effort I've ever put into any job has been my comic shop. I just think when it's something that's a passion for you and it's your own personal piece of art, that's where you're going to see your best effort.
It's funny that you say that because I used to work for a guy as a general contractor, and he wasn't much older than I was at the time. But the thing I always say to people is he could still sweep up better than I could, even though I did it the way he showed me how to do it, because he had a better understanding of how cleaning up fit in with the whole scheme of the job, from doing it day to day to what the final thing was. And so when you're a DHL, you're a piece in the puzzle. You have a comic book shop, you are the puzzle, and then you make the pieces are the customers, now it's the Gate students, and then you see the whole, you have the overview, so you can direct that. Anything ever really surprise you in the time that you've had I Like Comics open or that you've worked with the Gate students?
Well, I think anytime you're working with the general public, there's going to be lots of surprises. We just had an event this Saturday called Free Comic Book Day. It's an international event where sample comics, we get sample comics from the publishers and give them away for free. And I remember very well last year, after having done this for 14 years at the time, having to say to a parent, I don't want to tell you how to raise your kid, but could you have him stop licking the comics? And the things that I end up just saying out loud, off the cuff, with all seriousness, when I look back later or I tell my wife the story and she's like, you really had to tell him to stop licking the comic, huh? I'm like, yeah, kid was just going right along the rack. His head was turned sideways, tongue out, licking the comics.
You have to be sure to tell people it's I like comics and not I lit comics.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Well, you know, you could also, it's a good opportunity to explain, like, if you have a comic and you have never opened it, if for someone who's a collector, they can tell. And once you open the comic, that's a different standard. So there's pristine. It's like, oh, I got the comic. I put it in a sleeve. It's for a collection. So if you lick them, you're knocking it down at least a couple of pegs.
You are indeed. Yeah, that and I, even though this is what I do and my life is very centered around it and I have a deep passion for it, I am often surprised at how much this medium means to people. We have a lot of guests in our store. And I have had customers, grown men, I've watched them tear up over getting to meet a creator that they have wanted to meet all their lives, whose work meant something to them and touched them so deeply. And you can just see the emotion ripple through them as they get to meet this creator who did something that changed their lives in a way.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, like, you know, Marvel, of course, they're like you said, a big corporation. But Stan Lee, aside from all the comics he created, he used to write a kind of a note from the editor.
Letters to the, yeah.
Yeah.
And Stan's soapbox.
Exactly. And it really, I think, affected people pretty profoundly. So I guess the big takeaway from today is comic books can really profoundly affect people and positively help them. And if you want to go to a place, I mean, I don't know if I can even just like promote that, oh, you should go to I Like Comics.
Oh, you can. It's fine.
But I'm going to. So I can't really say that. But if somebody really wants to experience comics, where would you suggest they go?
I always suggest going to your local comic shop. In the Portland metro area, I believe there is 14 different stores. That's an unusual amount for a metro area of any size. That's a huge amount. So look for the one closest to you. And everyone has their own. Every shop has their own identity. That's the great thing about small businesses. They all have their own shtick. Find the one that fits with you. Find a place that you feel comfortable and good at and you mesh.
Well, Chris and Mark, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about this. I think this is a really, it's just a feel-good story. And if you like comics, there's a place you can go and get comics. You could also meet other people who like comics. So, again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. We like comics.
You've been listening today to The Common Good on KXRW Vancouver 99.9 FM. I've been your host, Stephen Glickman. I'd like to thank my guests today, Chris Simons, owner of I Like Comics, and Mark Schellenberger, gate educator who also works at I Like Comics. Special thanks to guest co-hosts Robert and Alexis, who also worked on the production of this episode. To learn more about I Like Comics, which is the largest comic book store in the Pacific Northwest, you can visit ilikecomicsshop.com.
Programming like this is made possible by your generous support. If you'd like to support this program and others like it, please visit us on the web at kxrw.fm, and there you'll find the big donate button. Together, we're discovering Vancouver's voice. On behalf of show creator and producer Joe Clemens and all the volunteers and supporters who make this program possible, I'm host Stephen Glickman, and I want to thank you for listening to The Common Good. Take care.